Everyone, I guess everyone is here now, am I right? Good. I apologize for being late. I was held up by another experiment with one of my colleagues. Anyways. Ah, is this our new test subject? Good, good, good. And can I see his files? Ah, yes, thank you. Okay. Okay, seems to be the type that we are indeed looking for. Good, good. Let me take a good look at him. Hello there. Hi. Are you doing all right? Yeah? Good. I apologize if this is a little bit uncomfortable, but we have to make sure that all of our variables are properly controlled. Yes. So having you tied up like this is actually a necessity. Let me just see if here, tied properly. Tight enough? Okay, good. Let's see this side. Good. I see that my interns are doing much better with this rope thing. Need to make sure that you can't get out and you can't squirm your way into an orgasm. You know what I mean? It's going to be uncomfortable for a little bit. But don't worry. In order for the success of this experiment, and I imagine a wonderful, wonderful, blissful experience for you. You have to go through a little bit of discomfort. Not a lot. Just a bit. Okay. So, we've had you sitting here for about a couple minutes with all of these gorgeous nurses and my interns just staring at you, talking, sharing notes with each other. You must be wondering what they're thinking about, right? What notes are they taking, etc., etc.? Well, I have here on my document about you notes about how big your cock is, how hot you are, numbers on attractiveness, notes on what they would do to you, and notes on what they would want you to do to them. I also have bets on how long you're going to last, and this is, of course, a collaboration between the two of us. You see, as we've noted, or as we've discussed, this experiment is to see how long a man can last under specific circumstances. Circumstances I cannot share with you because, well, that would make our experiment void. And judging from what I've seen from you so far, I would very much like you to be a part of our experiment. Wouldn't want to have a gorgeous specimen like you go to waste. Interesting. Interesting. The way your cock is slowly but surely growing hard. I wonder if it's because of the thoughts that are racing through your head, wondering what's going to be happening to you. Is it the part where I talk to you about these lovely girls wanting to have their chance with you? Is it just because you know that we are looking at you with intensity, curiosity, and a very healthy dose of attractiveness? Subject seems to be responding well to teasing cues, imagination, and fantasies, plus pranks. Again, I see that your cock is growing ever so slowly, nice and hard for me. That's good. That's really good. I like seeing your cock get hard. Of course, I've seen photos of you. In fact, I have one here. And if I'm being honest, it's one of the reasons why we called you up immediately. Of course, when it comes to experiments like this, a little bit of bias is required to have this succeed. After all, if there was no mutual attractiveness, then it'll be much harder to conduct this experiment. Breathing shallow. Growing at expected pace. Response well to cock worship. Okay. It's a bit tiring being in this position, bent over in front of you. I know it must give you a little bit of a lovely visual of my tits just right in front of you. But I would very much like it if I could place it. Can I place it on your lap? Thank you. You're much too kind. It'll be a bit of a struggle. So I will have to pass this on to a colleague. Please note there that his cock seems to respond very well to physical touch, especially with me sitting on his lap. Thank you. As I was saying, it was really that photo of your cock that draw me to you. And then when I saw the rest, I knew you must absolutely have you. The thoughts running in my head, the things I would do to you. And you were so compliant too, with my girls tying you down on the seat. I may or may not have been watching you, but you've been turned on by that, haven't you? You liked it, being tied down by a bunch of hot, assertive women. Politely asking you to cooperate, to tie Well, to have your hands behind your back so they can tie you properly. I even saw you give a little twitch. That cock of yours twitching as they slowly, sensually tied you up. Just like what I'm doing right now. Just slowly, sensually grinding up against your hard cock. It feels so good. You should know that. To have your cock pressed up against my thighs, rubbing, feeling it get so fucking hard so quickly. Please note it down. He enjoys the sensation of thighs and of a wet, hard pussy up against his cock. And also, take note that while he has a raging hard on right now, he's doing his best to be good and to stay on course. Quite admirable, I might say. Most men that we've had have given up and begged so quickly. But you, you're different. You're good. You know how to run with this experiment. And so I just know you're not going to be a waste, right? You're not going to beg easily like this. You're going to stay nice and rock hard and aching for as long as you possibly can. Please note that he does seem to be attracted by the idea of following rules. Perhaps we've gotten ourselves a solid submissive. Note that on his characteristics, please. Thank you. So are you submissive? Or maybe if you don't want to admit that yet, do you like being told what to do? Do you like it when somebody else takes control? You like surrendering, don't you? And by surrender, I mean you like giving up acting, doing. You like to be told what needs to be done. That's good. Well, what I need you to be doing while I grind my hips against you, while my hands roam all over your body. What I need you to be doing is to enjoy yourself, but also to resist. I can feel your cock twitching with every moment my wet pussy hits the tip of this nice big cock of yours. And even though I can see it in your face, hear it with the small groans that you're making, that you're doing your very best to please me. You're doing your very best to show these girls what a good boy. Are you a good boy? Please note it down that his preferred nickname might actually be good boy. Very, very effective that was, I think. I could feel your pre-cum just dripping down. How very, very adorable. How very hot it is. You feel so, so good and hard and hot. I could practically grind up against you all day long. But I think we should up the ante a bit more, shall we? Please take note of the time it takes to get him to have other external expressions of arousal and resistance when my hands land on his cock, alright? I won't be able to pay close attention, so ladies, I will need you to do that for me. Thank you. See, while I would love it for us to be in our own little world right now, doing exactly what we want to do, we still need to keep at this experiment of ours, okay? So let me just hold this nice big cock in between my hands and feel just how much freedom you have on your tip. You must be aching so much. Ladies, please also note the size difference. Thank you. Oh, look at this big cock. My hands can barely wrap around it. You really are the perfect specimen for this experiment. But you can only be... We can only succeed in this experiment. You do your best to not come. To not give up. I want you to last as long as possible. I want you to resist the feeling of my soft hands moving up and down. Big, big cock. I want you to resist my hands squeezing and enjoying just how huge you are. I want you to enjoy but resist the feeling of my hands stroking you, feeling every single inch of your nice, big, hard, hot cock. I want you to do your best, your very best, to ignore my hands feeling underneath your balls, oh so full and ready to burst. But you're not going to come, not just yet. I'm going to stroke your cock and feel every inch and trace every vein of this beautiful cock. I'm going to feel the tip of your cock get so wet and tease myself because I want to taste you. I want to have you in my mouth. I want to have every single drop. I want to have every single inch deep, nice and deep inside of me. I want to be a perfect little cock sleeve. And whether that's my throat or my wet, warm, tight, aching pussy, it doesn't matter. What I want to feel is the way your cock, the way your cock pounds inside of me and shoots every single drop of cum, all the while filling up my tight hole. Are you all right? You seem to be doing so. It's a little bit difficult, I know. But you have to do your absolute best. My girls are taking note, and I can tell that they're quite impressed. Aren't you, ladies? Do take note of his reactions as well. I know you have the timer on him. I would rate that he is currently at 5, which is very good, because typically we will have our patients at a good 7 or 8, but we're at 5 for now. I know, this might be our best yet. Do you feel that? You feel it, don't you? Their desire for you. I'll tell you a little secret. It's not always that my girls are this excited for a test subject. And you have definitely piqued their curiosity. Tell you what, if you succeed, if you last an acceptable amount of time, and I won't tell what, then you can have them right after and for as much as you want. You can do whatever you'd like, or you can ask them to do whatever they'd like to you. You signed the contract, right? You know the limits and everything. You don't need to think about that at all. All you have to do is just sit down and relax and enjoy their hands, their mouths, their holes, their bodies, as much as they'll enjoy your cock, your body, and just how obedient you are, just how much of a good boy you are. Because that's what you're looking forward to, right? A bunch of lovely women fawning over you, using you, telling you how much of a good boy you are. Well, they use your cock as if you were their perfect toy. One that can fulfill all of their needs. Yes, that's what you'd like to be. You'd like us to all line up and use you and tell you how much of a good boy you are while we come all over your delicious cock. Let's try a different angle, shall we? You've had my hands this entire time. Let's see how you will respond this time with my mouth. Ladies, I would once again ask you to take notes, especially on the time between different reactions. I know you know how to watch for it, so please help each other out in getting the timing correctly. At this point, I think we could get him to a 6.5, 7.5. We'll see. Are you ready? Good. Remember the rules. Do your best to resist. I don't come. Oh, goodness. You're twitching and aching so much, I can tell. Is it because I've teased you for so long? Poor thing. I got no choice. You're doing so well. You're not gonna give a no, are you? No, I don't think so. We're gonna show all of these girls just how impressive you are. Right? The way your toes are curling. The way you're groaning so much. So cute. That's a good boy crying his best to his sister. At this point, ladies, I believe he's an 8. That's not so bad. So long as you don't come, we can keep going. I want you to keep going, right? Rolling. Going until you can't take it anymore. Breathe. You haven't come yet. That's good. That's really good. As I said, ladies, he's still in an 8, which is very, very impressive. I believe you are the only one who's gone this far. Usually, after a blowjob, it's all over. But it looks like we can get you to the third phase. How would you like to feel a... Oh, nice. Wet like that. Buck. Your cock feels so good. Really, really good. All of these nurses will be so happy to have you. You're definitely going to be not just the perfect subject, but also a great tool to motivate my nurses and interns. Fuck. You feel it, don't you? Fuck, 'cause I do. I love just how deep you can reach inside of me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. I know you're doing your best. I know you are. And you're doing so wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Ladies, take note. I can tell he's at a 9 right now, yeah. Can you keep holding on? Can you keep holding on much longer? You can do it. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. I'm so proud of you, good boy. I'm so really proud of you. I'm so fucking excited to have the girls absolutely just have you, devour you, take you, play with you for as long as they fucking want. You're not gonna fail me now, are you? No, no, you're not. Even though you're so fucking close, I could tell. Oh, grit your teeth. Hold on to that chair, curl your toes, do whatever you can, but don't give in. Don't give in. No matter how fucking good it feels to have my tight, wet pussy clamped down on your big, hard cock, no matter how fucking... how fucking good it feels to have a nice, hot, warm pussy massaging every inch of your big fucking cock, no matter how good it feels to be used as a toy, as an experiment, as a plaything for me. 9.5, 9.8 girls, I'd say. Hold on. Hold on for a minute longer. Hold on. Hold on. That's it. No, no. You can't take it anymore. You need to come. You need to come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, goodness. I don't think anyone coming has made me come like this too before. Fuck, 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 it feels good. Good job. Are you okay? I am fine too. A little bit embarrassing. I don't usually come during these sessions. But you were just too good. I'd say add that as a variable, ladies. Being able to make the provider come might have also helped. Oh, fuck. I think we should add that variable next, then. No other man has done that, I think. No, right? We don't have any records? I thought so. Oh, well, congratulations. Looks like you're the first. I bet you're gonna wish you're the only one, huh? I have a feeling. Are all the records confirmed? Can I have the second in command verify for me, please? Thank you. All records verified? Okay. You can hand that to me at my office. I'm going to take a bit to freshen up and relax. Well done. And ladies, you can have him after a quick break. Let the man recover. And then you can take turns. I believe we all deserve it, including you.